503-864-6326. That's the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. This text says, this news is exactly why they should not be playing Oregon anymore. If you have to be group of five, you need to focus on running the table and to the future. Oregon State and Washington State adding four members of the Mountain West, Boise State, San Diego State, Fresno State, and Colorado State. The first of what will be what many are assuming are several moves around conference realignment. That's going to be happening again. And so you look at this and you say, is this the best move for the conference? Is this the right direction for Oregon State and Washington State to be moving in?
It's the musical chairs, and you've got to find a seat. It doesn't matter if the seat is the king's seat or if it's the jester's seat. You just need a seat.
And here's my apprehension about all of this. What the Pac-12 made this move based on is, on the surface, it's hoping another conference falls apart. Because without another conference, the ACC, falling apart because the Big 12 has solidified itself, the Big 12 and or the Big 10 and SEC have obviously, they're the powers.
Yes.
There are three that are stable and they're not going away. You're hoping the ACC falls apart and you can get a couple of pieces from that to make yourself relevant as a power conference again. And one thing that we know from the history of the Pac-12 is that hoping has never worked out for the conference.
Well, here's, I think if you're hoping on hope, you have a commissioner this time that maybe has a better understanding of the landscape. You have administrators at your schools who can no longer be naive about the situation. I mean, you can, sure. If you are.
I mean, Kirk Schultz is still the president at Washington State.
Again, but I'm saying they've seen it up close. What happened?
Yeah.
That, oh, we won't get left behind. Oh, the states will take care of us. Oh, that's, no, you have to do what you need to do. You need to be proactive. And maybe it is too late. Maybe it is. But I don't think you make this move and exhaust your resources right now, unless you have a pretty good understanding and you have discussed with legal teams and people in the industry that believe that there is a better than probably 70% chance that the ACC is going under.
Now, isn't that how the conference kind of operated before, though, too? It's like, we're like, there's no way you do this without knowing, and they were.
Well, again.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is that the track record, surface, you sit there and you're like, yeah, this could make sense. You could stick the landing on all of it.
The difference being this time is this is a proactive move.
Yeah.
This is the first proactive move we have seen them really do.
Well, no, building the Pac-12 network was. It was, this is going to be the future of it. We control all of our rights. We know, you know, this is going to be the future and where the landscape is heading. And boy, did that miss the mark.
Oof. Yeah, they saw the Texas and Big Ten networks and said, we can do that too. It's like, well, no, you only have two brands.
You run a conference. You don't run a network.
Yeah.
That was the big one. And you're sitting there and like, we're getting texts on the Vancouver Ford text line, you know, hey, Cal and Stanford might be back. Might that, and that's a big question mark right there. Is they might, yeah, they might be back, and that
honestly,
might is the key word there.
Honestly, I because the way the news dropped last night, I would be very surprised if Cal and Stanford did not end up back. Maybe I'm giving the Pac-12 too much credence here, that they have learned from their mistakes. Because if they are doing this without that background, they are pissing money into the wind.
Sounds familiar.
Again, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to think they have learned. You have to think they have learned.
This is like looking at the couple across the street where she's like a 6 and he's about a 4.5, maybe a 5. I'm going, boy, I really hope something goes wrong there and they get divorced. I'd love to make a run at that six.
It's just, you have to believe that. Otherwise, that you have leadership at Oregon State and Washington State that are so inept that you don't deserve to stick around.
The good news is, though, like, I don't think the four schools from the Mountain West make a move to the Pac-12 in uncertainty, yes. Not knowing that they will not get a significant bump in their television rights. Whatever that looks like hinges on who else they get, though.
And remember,
because the six schools they currently have, they're not getting you more money than what the Mountain West is getting. It will be nominally more.
I say they'll get more, but it won't be noticeable. And again, there's this. Again, I feel like those schools are kind of, that's probably a better way to paint it. That's the more of the motivating factor here is the new schools coming in. Why would they leave? Why would they leave if there's an opportunity here for this to fall apart? Because what they're on right now is stable ground. It's not great ground, but it's stable. Mountain West is stable. You're group of five, and if you're, particularly if you're Boise State. Boise State, regardless of where they were, what conference, what they are, they were looked at as a team that was going to be in the college football playoff. They're fine. So why would they pack up and go?
Because they only get like $3.5 million in their current TV deal.
But again,
I think like the new deal will pay them up to $5 million. And so like this is what they're looking at is, all right, if the Pac-12 thinks that they can get, based off brand name that's been around for 100 years, you know, $10 million, that's a win.
Sure. But
that's a loss for Oregon State and Washington State.
But it's also a loss for Boise State if this thing falls apart.
Well, yeah, they know. Look, their assurances are they're getting help from the Pac-12. According to all the reporting, Pac-12 is going to...
They're footing a lot of bills.
Foot a lot of bills to get these schools over, so... What is the loss for them? If the Pac-12 doesn't work out, they still have a landing spot. They can go right back to the Mountain West because the Mountain West will need them to come back.
Unless they backfill with what they've already said. Dellinger highlighted that the Mountain West might just backfill with other kind of lesser teams and even promote some from the FCS. FCS.
Like, what are they talking about with lesser teams?
He didn't highlight that, but he did say FCS, and that made me think South Dakota State immediately, North Dakota State immediately.
Yeah, they'd probably go the Big Sky first regionally wise, try to see if you can get Montana State. But North Dakota State and South Dakota State are an interesting one too, because they have a lot of awareness in Montana State as well.
They're kings of their castles.
We like where we're at right now. Like, go to Missoula, Montana, and tell them their national titles don't mean anything.
No, God, no.
Go to Fargo and tell them, yeah, these titles don't mean anything. No, they've cultivated and created a culture that appreciates the level that they play at and loves being at the top of it.
And cranks out NFL prospects.
And it's not about money.
No.
You know, they make their own money and farm their own land. Mm-hmm. And so... I don't know if that's a jump that they necessarily want to make. I'll tell you what, if you're the Pac-12 though, and you're going, all right, how do we, if we're going to become like one of the national brands, right? What schools do you target? I mean, Tulane and Memphis are okay. You can go make a run at like James Madison, which think of what James Madison has done.
Just skyrocketed.
Football and basketball.
Yeah.
Football and basketball. They just went, all right, yep, we'll get a seat at this table. But
Top flight bowl game and NCAA tournament run.
All of these schools, too, that if you look further east, because out west, the room for expansion just isn't there.
Yeah, there's not enough teams.
And not enough competitive universities and athletics. So, but if you look at, all right, how would the ACC, if Clemson, South Carolina, if they Clemson and Florida State leave, right? And those are the two that get their way out. The ACC, especially in the state of North Carolina, they are oddly wanting to cling on to the ACC surviving because you have basketball. North Carolina, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, Duke, right? You have four schools in the state of North Carolina. They want that thing to survive. You know, the state of North Carolina, if they want to hold on to it, they would say, all right, JMU, you're in Virginia. Mm-hmm. We could have three schools in Virginia. They would reach out to like a Memphis or a Tulane as well.
Because regionally, it would make significantly more sense.
Yeah. And then that's where a lot of your competition is going to be coming from, of when survival of the fittest starts playing out in conference realignment. This was a good start to position yourselves. But where does it, what does it look like when the ACC is in survival mode too?
And that's why if you get out in front of this, because look, Stanford and Cal, they don't want to be in the ACC.
No.
They don't.
No.
There's no world where they want to be on the other side of the country.
No.
And they have familiar ties and relationships with Oregon State, Washington State. Like, that makes a ton of sense. You throw in the fact that regionally, the new Pac-12 would be that tight, it just makes all the sense in the world.